Friday was our last full day. We went back to Hollywood Studios, and we did not do Toy Story Midway Mania. I'm sorry, Brad. I know you love it. Didn't do it.
Why not?
Well, fast passes were not available, you know, 6 months or six months, 2 months out, 60 days out.
Basically, yeah. Whenever you could get them, they were already gone.
Right. They were already gone. And the wait was 90 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's the thing. I almost want to say, man, but your mom should have. But unless she's just really into that kind of stuff, it's not worth a 90 minute wait. And if you've done it before, I'm going to say it's not worth a 90. It's never been worth a 90 minute wait to me. And I enjoy Toy Story Midway Mania.
I have never done it.
You still haven't done. Wait.
I've never. No.
Dude, you should have waited the 90 minutes. You should have.
No, yeah, I've never done it.
You should have waited the 90. You would have really enjoyed that.
I have no doubt, man, but no, I'm not interested in waiting an hour and a half for something. Like, I'm just not.
Take out your phone, play some Disney trivia with the fam, and the wait just goes by, man. That's all you got to do.
I don't know. I can't. And maybe it's because I haven't done it yet, and it may be worth it, but I'm just not interested in waiting 90 minutes. If it had been like a 45-minute wait, we would have gotten in line for it. Even an hour, maybe.
I think your problem is you've been spoiled with when you visit the parks, because I've waited, and, you know, I've been there where just about any e-ticket is going to be, you know, 60, 90, 120 minutes long.
Yeah. See, we waited 60 for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Right, which is the new e-ticket, which means that it should have one of the longest waits that you're going to have while you're there.
Right. So I would have waited an hour for Midway Mania, but
that extra 30 minutes.
Not enough. No, it's just because what we did instead, we had a fast pass for Lights, Motors, Action, which is a 40-minute car stunt show in the back of the park.
Which, did you actually need a fast pass for that?
That's what I was going to get into.
Okay, good. Because I was like, that's a waste of a fast pass.
Fast passing, that kind of stuff is kind of pointless, especially Lights, Motors, Action. Basically, when you don't fast pass it, you have to wait in this, like, there's switchbacks, and you wait, and then you go in, you know, when they open the thing, you go in, but there's like this huge crowd of people. What the fast pass lets you do is not wait, and you walk less of a distance, but you go in the exact same door at the exact same time as everybody else, and that's it.
So there's not like a fast pass seating area or anything either?
Nope.
Oh yeah,
nope.
There's no reason to fast pass that.
No reason. Phantasmic, at least if you fast pass it, you get fast pass viewing area, which is dead center right up front, good seats.
Right. But even with Lights, Motors, Action, I mean, I would argue you'd be hard pressed to find there are better and worse seats, but a bad seat, I don't think you're going to find.
Right. Yeah. There are no bad seats there, but yeah, we fast passed it just because we had an extra fast pass that day, and Claire had never seen it. So we wanted to make sure we really got to see it. But in hindsight, that was a waste.
Yeah. But anyway, so you did Lights, Motors, Action. Did Claire enjoy it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's really good. I mean, that one has a little bit more rewatch value because it's so exciting.
Yes.
And it's kind of like NASCAR. The potential for disaster is so high that it's worth it to just go back to see if something goes wrong.
It's got rewatchability, but I mean, I've done it three or four times, and by the last time, or maybe even time before last, I was kind of like,
yeah,
kind of over this. I mean,
it's another one that they really stick to the script.
Yeah, yeah. So it's the exact same thing, and here's Herbie the Love Bug, and Herbie hasn't had a film in I don't remember how long, but he's a car, he's Disney, so let's bring him in.
Well, and they do Lightning McQueen now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. You're right. I remember seeing that last time I was there.
Which was cool. I will admit, it was cool to see a life-size, real-life Lightning McQueen running around. But the whole Cars, middle-of-the-show Cars thing was a little forced, I think.
Yeah, but you could have done all of... I mean, but you can see all of that in the parade.
Yeah. I mean, it was very much like, it's Disney World, right? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you know. Hey, everybody. Yeah, I'm Lightning McQueen. Remember, you're Disney, and this is a Disney park, because the rest of the show has nothing to do with Disney.
And that's not a bad thing.
No, it's not at all, but that's why it felt so forced and weird to have, like, Lightning McQueen just pop up and have, you know, Mater up on the screen talking to him, and
Yes.
It was like very serious stunt show, very serious stunt show, like, Lightning McQueen gag, boo, 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 you know, and then very serious stunt show again, and it just felt weird.
But at the same time, it felt even weirder when, you know, Herbie from Herbie's Fully Loaded comes out, and it's like, did you guys see the numbers on Herbie's Fully Loaded? We don't need to remind people that we had anything to do with that.
Check out this really super unpopular movie character.
Old Herbie was awesome. Herbie Fully Loaded just didn't have it. But anyway, so Lights, Motors, Action. Don't get a fast pass for it. That's going to waste your time.
Yeah. I mean, the way that Hollywood Studios is set up in the Fast Pass Plus system, where you have the A column and the B column, there may be that you just do. It may just stick you with one. You know, if you pick two and it's like, oh, you get a third one, so here, have Lights, Motors, Action. Go ahead and go. I mean, it does give you, if you get there early enough, you will get into the place before any of the standby people get in.
So you can potentially get one of the better seats.
Yes. You can potentially be dead center front row.
So you guys left there and then you went to the backlot tour. Wait.
No, backlot tour gone. We did eat at the restaurant that's right by where backlot tour used to be.
Mama Melrose?
No, it's like a quick service outdoor thing. The studio something. I don't know.
The catering company?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And it's regular old food. They did have Blue Moon on tap, which was nice.
Ooh. That's always a fun thing when you're not at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. They had and I got a Blue Moon and the guy gave me a, you know, ballpark clear cup with beer in it, and I was like, all right, it's on tap.
I can deal with this. Did you get your orange?
No, they didn't give me an orange.
Oh, come on, man. You gotta have an orange with your Blue Moon.
One my fault, man.
And that's the end of our beer podcast, and moving back to our Disney podcast.
But after Lights, Motors, Action, we got to see Fantasmic. My favorite thing in the whole wide world is Fantasmic.
But you almost didn't get to see a Fantasmic, right?
Yeah. So we got there and, like, we talked about before, it was going to be closed Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night.
Right.
Which it turns out was just Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night. Just 3 days. No Saturday. No Tuesday, no Saturday. But Tuesday, it poured down rain all evening and they canceled it. And so we were like, oh, crap. We're not going to get to see it. And, like, super bummed out. But Friday morning, we were walking down Sunset Boulevard toward Tower of Terror, and I just happened to glimpse the board that says what time things are and the wait times for the attractions in that park. And it said Fantasmic 6:30. And I like ran up and asked the guy, I was like, what is that? And he said, they've added a special showing tonight, 6:30 only. We scrambled, we changed our dining reservations. I got the lady to push it back. So we had them at like 6:05, and so we're not going to get to do
right.
it.
Right.
So I got the lady to push it back to like 7:30. So we had to rush a little bit, but we did get to see Fantasmic, and I'm so glad, man. I mean, it's the same exact show as it always was. There's not much to say about it other than that it's amazing, and if you haven't seen
Speaking of things that are always on script.
But it's so cool.
Well, Wishes is always the same too, Brad.
And so is Illuminations, and somehow I enjoy both of those more. Okay, but yes, we will always agree to disagree on the best nighttime show, but you enjoy Fantasmic, and I am happy that you... So did you ever figure out what that shutdown was for?
Nope. I did not. The only thing I can think of is that it was some kind of, like, costume refurb or just some kind of OSHA safety thing.
Yeah, it had to be something, an emergency that you were not, because just about every refurb closed down is like advertised months in advance. You're going to know when it's going to go down. It'll be down for this many days, and it's not going to be down for 3 days. Because if we're going to take
such a weird amount of time,
yeah. Because if we're going to take it down for one thing, we're going to refurb the costumes. We're going to go ahead and repaint the mountain.
Right.
Go ahead and replace some projector.
Yeah.
Let's do all of that. So weird, but I'm glad to hear that you got to see it. So where did you guys have dining reservations?
at the Grand Floridian Cafe in the Grand Floridian Hotel and Resort.
I have never done that one. Is it? What did you think?
Real good, real good. I got the burger with lobster on it. Super good.
So you got a burger, and then you said, "Oh, that's we're at the Grand Floridian. Well, add some lobster.
Why don't you throw some lobster on there for me?" It was real good. Claire said that was her least favorite meal, which, I mean, compared to what else we had, you know, we went to La Cellier and we went to Ohana and Tutto Italia, and like compared to everything else, it was the least maybe exciting meal, but the food was so good. I got French onion soup as my appetizer, and it was amazing. Like, super good. And then for dessert, they have this dessert sampler that is... So you can get for one, like on one of your dining credits, you can get like everybody can get their own dessert. Or if you combine two of them, like dessert credits,
right,
you can get this sampler, which is every dessert they offer, like the regular size, every dessert they offer on a
what?
Tray.
So why? Yeah. Why would you ever not do that?
I don't know. The girl was like, "You should probably just do it." Like the waitress, she's like, "You should probably just do that." Like it doesn't make any sense for you each to get something different. Or because what we ended up doing was we got every dessert they offered, and then one other thing.
Yeah, I was about to say, so get every dessert they offer, find which one you like the best, and order an extra one of those.
Yeah. So they do have that. I would definitely recommend the dessert sampler thing, but the food was really good. The burger... So I got a burger, my mom got pork, and Claire got shrimp and grits, and they were all, you know, pretty good. My burger, I think, was the best thing out of everything. And I would definitely recommend that. I forget what it's called. It's the lobster something burger, but really good. And it's got a lot of lobster on it, a lot more lobster than I thought.
Hmm. So does Claire normal? I mean, because I'm just trying to figure out why she didn't enjoy that. Does she like usually eat shrimp and grits, or
she didn't? It wasn't that she didn't enjoy it. It just was if she had to rank them, that one would be last.
So it wasn't, she was like, "Oh, this place sucks." It was,
no,
out of, if every, somebody's got to be last, that would be last.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Absolutely. I can get behind that. I can understand.
And it was
that.
Like, I think her kind of thing was, it was good, but we don't need to go back there again, you know, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't the thing. Like I would recommend if you know someone who loves a really good burger, that's a place that they'll let you get a burger rare. Because I asked her, normally when I order a burger, I ask how rare can I get it? And the girl said rare. So that's a place where they'll actually cook ground beef how you want it.
Wow. So they're really trusting their grinding methods.
Yes.
If they're willing to go rare on it.
Yeah. So I would definitely recommend it. The French onion soup is the best French onion soup I've ever had. The wait staff was amazing. So good. Very, very, very personable, was telling us all about working at Disney, and she was like, you should all work here. This is amazing. This place is great. And the places that she'd worked, and I mean, she was just super on point with being hospitable. But yeah, other than that, I mean, it's a great place. And the Grand Floridian is beautiful. Like, I could not believe how gorgeous that hotel is.
Oh yeah, it's just, was there anybody playing piano when you guys came by?
Yeah, there was a whole band.
Oh,
there was like a
nice.
Dude on the piano and like a three-piece brass section up there, just like playing on the second floor of the lobby.
Every time I roll into that place, I'm like, I am underdressed for this situation.
Dude, I was wearing flip-flops and shorts. I was like, they're not even going to let me in. Like, I felt like, because they do valet parking there, and they had a guy in a tux with tails.
Yep.
Doing valet.
And here you come in your flip-flops and your shorts.
Yeah, I've been walking around the park all day. I'm all sweaty. My face is red. I've got flip-flops and shorts on. And I'm like, "Hey, man. Yeah, hey, I'm here for dinner. Where's the cafe at?"
and fortunately, that I'm assuming that is one of the places that does not have... Because there are some places on property with a dress code.
Yeah.
But that's not...
So, no, the cafe doesn't. Victoria and Albert's is...
Well,
the
yeah.
Canadian, and they definitely do.
Yes, Victoria and
Coats
Albert's
required.
Has one hardcore. But you weren't there. You were at the cafe, and the cafe was good.
Super good. Super good.
Okay.
No, we took the monorail back to the Magic Kingdom, went back to our hotel, and we got up early Saturday morning and went to Kona to get Tonga toast. But
so did you...
I mean, that was all we did Saturday.
Did you get a French press while you were there?
No, man, oh, I didn't.
Dude, you like coffee. That was.
I know. By the time I'd ordered coffee, because Disney food blog, you know, AJ Wolf had told me or had said on her thing. She didn't tell me, but she'd said on her blog, get the coffee. There's coffee's so good. And so I just ordered coffee.
Oh.
And I didn't see until I'd already ordered the coffee and I was going to order my meal after that they have a special French press.
Yes, because they will bring the French. I mean, they go ahead and they prepare the French press. They bring it out to your table. And then, you know, so you can let it sit for however strong you want it before you actually press it.
Yeah, I saw that happen.
And it's a nice little Bodum press and everything, so.
Yeah, it looked great, but I didn't realize there was a difference until it was too late.
Oh, well, something else to go back and get. And
yeah.
You know, I don't know about you guys. Now, did everybody get a Tonga Toast or?
Nope. Claire got Tonga Toast. I got the big kahuna, and my mom got she got a thing with Eggs Benedict and pulled pork. Mm. I don't remember what it was called, but it was real good. And we all kind of shared.
Yeah, and see, that's what our family did, is we've gone and we just won. Because I think one time we went and like three of us got Tonga Toast, and we were like, oh no, we've made a horrible mistake. And
and we all have diabetes.
Exactly, exactly. And I think, and now we, you know, we'll go and honestly, more often than not, we'll go to Captain Cook's instead of even having to go to Kona. So, again, you can't get the coffee at Kona. But, yeah, just get one person to order it, split it up, and then have somebody else order something that has eggs and, you know, meat. And
yeah.
You can, that way everybody can get a nice meal. You can all have some Tonga Toast and not have the diabetes when you get done.
Yep. But other than that, after Kona, we went back to our resort and Magical Express back to the airport and headed back to Houston.
Magical Express 3 hours early.
Yep.
We
got to MCO like an hour, no, 2 hours before our flight.
Yeah, but MCO can have some crazy security lines sometimes too, so.
Yep, and we got waved both times. Both times when we got to Orlando and when we were leaving Orlando, we did not have to take our shoes off. We did not have to take our jackets off. We did not have to take, my mom didn't have to take her laptop out of her bag. We got put in the express lane.
I got that last time I flew. That was amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's like TSA pre, but for free.
That's right. It's amazing. I got treated like a human again, and you get through so much more quickly.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing. I did not know why we got picked, but I was not asking any questions, and I was not complaining.
So, after that, you're back in Houston, and...
We're back.
Your Disney trip has ended.
Yeah, but man, it was fun. And that'll do it for this very long month and a half, maybe, long episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I really enjoyed my trip, and, you know, I enjoyed talking about it, too. And you can follow us on Twitter, at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook. We are Missing the Mouse. And I hope you have a magical day, and we'll see you next week.